at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with the gentleman to my right, Mr. Luis Hernandez from Black Dragon Capital. How are you, Luis?
Yes, it's great. Good to see you again,
Nice to see you as well. I think Money really 2020 happy. Was the last time we saw each other.
Yeah, we're following each other around.
Bouncing around the globe. Here we are. So, I know the show just kind of started out, but how's it going so far? I know you're in there looking, scoping out companies and things like that to maybe possibly invest in and
check out the ones that you already have. We love coming here because, you know, I was very involved on the efforts from policy perspective, but also a lot of friends here. And what Black Dragon does here now is, you know, we look for great new technologies that we might be interested in investing in. We have a couple of our portfolio companies here, Payveris, one of the fastest growing, you know, AI-based payments companies. And then we have, ASI, who's a Panamanian company reincorporating here, has its fifth U.S. credit union now. Taking Hernando around.
They're doing great,
and you know we've been heavily invested in the community. You know, we have so much to be grateful for because of the Open Solutions Days, and so we're here both to support our friends, to reconnect with folks, look for great companies, support our portfolio companies, and love saying hi to everybody. At the various events.
Yeah, I always call this the big family reunion.
All
the Creightons get together and see each other in person, which is always a good thing. Hey, let's talk about AI for a second, because you have a different perspective on AI than most. And because a lot of people think, hey, this is this great new tool, and you know, it's this shiny metal object that we can use. But you have a different perspective on it, and we were talking before the recording on it, and it really fascinates me. So you want to give your take on AI and what it really should mean? For this instance, what Creightons, what it should mean to credit unions?
Absolutely. I think our perspective is born out of a few things. Number one, I'm a technologist, as you know. Have written software, started technology companies before, so we love any cutting-edge technology that's going to make the human experience better and more powerful, and I put AI and machine learning, two totally separate things, in that category. What frustrates me, on the other hand, is that we're always looking at these technologies as kind of new shiny objects instead of the more powerful underlying relationship-building tool that it can be. And the second thing, so that's one thing, I'll explain what I mean. The second piece is that we invest now in retail commerce or digital commerce. We invest in banking, technology, and sports and media. And each example, as they transition from their heritage branch-based to digital, retail store-based to digital, or terrestrial cable and broadcast-based to digital, they all have this decision about how to make this transition elegantly, and knowing more about the person you're servicing to deliver them, of course, is something we've been talking about from, you know, data warehouses to CRM to on and on and on. But today's technology allows you to deliver this in a much more powerful way. But just talking about the shiny object in front doesn't solve the bigger problem, which is a system of record of source information about Mike that you have. And so if you're Netflix or Hulu, you know exactly what you're watching when because of the digital consumption model. Whereas if you're Viacom, if you're going on a terrestrial broadcast or digital, a cable network, you don't. And so unless you solve knowing who that person is and what they're consuming, we can't compete with Netflix or Hulu. If Amazon or Alibaba has that same information, but if you're, you know, Sears or unfortunately Toys R Us, you don't have that information. And if you're a digital only player or an alternative payment player like PayPal, you can know that information and expand the lifetime value. But if you fool yourself as a credit union into thinking by just adding another AI or machine learning without solving your base problem, which is knowing everything about who Mike is and what he prefers to do and how he wants to be serviced, AI is a worthless conversation. It's deemed to be yet another, you know, technology on the scrap heap of history that never did anything to the credit union. And the fact that large banks are now for the first time in years having higher satisfaction ratings than community-based institutions, which was used to be our main advantage, because they're outspending in these very advanced technologies, and they have the ability and courage to address this fundamental issue. That's probably my biggest concern about AI, even though I'm a technologist and I think it's a wonderful example of mm-hmm. what's possible. And I mentioned this company we were talking about earlier on the media side called Riff, mm-hmm. where product placements like this glorious one you have right here, sorry about all the competitors to them,
okay.
who are going to be mad that I pointed it out. You know, now it's a capture device and you can change out whatever's here based on the profile mm-hmm. user. Mm-hmm. You can't do that unless you know the content, that's the show you're watching, and the person who's consuming it, and you can literally change out what we're seeing in real time. If you just wanted AI and saw the front end of that, you'd go, wow, that's awesome, we can change what Lewis
yeah.
wants.
Yeah.
But if you can't go all the way back to the source, the power of this collapsing of this relationship doesn't exist. The relationship I just talked about is the storyteller and the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And what AI can do is make this a more powerful, more relevant experience. Just like the story we're watching now,
mm-hmm.
if you knew who was watching based on their
mm-hmm.
profile,
mm-hmm.
you might actually change which part of this interview or a different interview would
yeah.
be more relevant
yeah.
to them.
Yeah.
This is what credit unions Gosh. Really need to embrace, but they have to think about it more than just the latest shiny object. You have to address the core problem, the underlying issue, the single source of record,
mm-hmm.
so that you always know who Mike is and what his preferences are so you can service him better. And it's not another layer to
right.
add.
Well, isn't this what credit unions want to do in the first place? They want to get to know their member intimately so they can serve them better?
Absolutely, and but, I don't know if you...
Oh, no!
Shoot! Darn.
Okay, yeah, great. I just didn't want to make sure I didn't mess you up.
No, you're good.
Would you edit this in, or should I start from somewhere?
I'll edit.
Isn't this what credit unions want to do, is how you finish?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of what they want to do. I mean, they want to get to know their member intimately so they can better serve down to the individual level.
This is one of the most important things. It's like, you know, why are we here? You know, our charter says that we're supposed to be facilitating commerce in a safe and sound way,
mm-hmm.
one community, one member at a time. And the issue is the definition of great service used to be how long your teller was in that role in the community and how much they can remember about Mike when they
mm-hmm.
came in.
Mm-hmm.
During the 80s, 90s, 2000s, that started shifting to assisted decision making or maybe a CRM. Today, the future members expect you to know everything about them because they're used to when they go to Amazon,
mm-hmm.
Amazon knows everything about them. They
mm-hmm.
don't want to call into a call center. They expect you to know their
exactly.
preferences
yeah.
and what their buying history.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think big banks are starting to emerge as with better services ratings because they've embraced this new definition of service.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in this conference here, some of my good friends who are CEOs, I know their board members still think better service is more call center reps. And unfortunately, that's not the future because the future demographics, they get annoyed when you have to go through a call tree with six people. Everybody
yeah.
gets annoyed. And that's the big difference between choosing retailers now, a Best Buy, and who's viewed as a real success story on shifting to digital, versus Amazon. And in Best Buy and Amazon, they both have great experiences. But when you call Amazon versus you call Best Buy, you're going to get a very different experience because underneath
Streaming.
It mm-hmm. are a whole bunch of old systems, whereas over here, there's only one new system.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a recognition we have to have about the role technology plays in defining great service.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a shift that unfortunately many board members are not familiar enough with, but your members will definitely educate you
okay,
on
yeah.
what's expected in the future. So AI has an important role.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tool to make the intimacy between the two people involved in this transaction more powerful,
mm-hmm.
but it's only as good as the quality of the information.
I was just thinking that AI is only as good as the data.
This is what we've been
yeah.
repeating since the
yeah.
80s, 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
The difference is the tools exist today to deliver on the promise of great service
mm-hmm.
through technology
mm-hmm.
in ways it just didn't before.
So why aren't credit unions? I know there are some that are doing it. There are some that are out there pushing that proverbial envelope, but there are still a bunch that are sitting on the fence. So how do we convince those folks to, hey, come on, join us. This is the way to go.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like anything else, you just need a few leaders to step forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, we need more vendors to have more courage to embrace the new realities. You know, I mentioned Payveris, a true cloud-based SaaS platform with AI built in for
mm-hmm.
decisioning,
mm-hmm.
uses a single source of record on a common platform. You know, we have a company here that's coming up from, that has just won its fifth credit union name ASI, and it's another example where single source of record, everything has to be about the person, just
mm-hmm.
like when I built DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It's just today the tools are much more powerful. and you can embrace this. Mm-hmm. I think the QSO movement, which I see a real resurgence, I think this is important, redefining how we work together,
precisely,
share risk of new ideas, mm-hmm, and advance the cause. And we all know here, we're here at GAC fighting for policy issues that impact us, mm-hmm, and our total assets under management as percent of the wealth hasn't moved at all. Mm-hmm. And so the enemy, yeah, is never us or even community banks. It's the larger institutions who can outspend us. And if we combine greater service, I think a more passionate orientation to advance our communities, mm-hmm, with the adoption of technologies, mm-hmm, you know, it's critical for us because we are the solution for so many, mm-hmm, that really need our help and why we're here in the first place. So I think it's great leadership from the vendor community, great leadership, mm-hmm, and courage from natural member credit unions. And then I think the CUSOs have a role. Those three, I think we have enough points of light there, we have a chance of winning.
Do you talk to credit unions about this? And if so, what do you hear from them?
I talk to them extensively about it. I have been for almost 20 years now. I've written books about it.
I would love to hear feedback.
You know, I think it's interesting, as I notice generations turning over now, is it's kind of threefold. You have to be open to the idea of the technology in this issue.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, they want to see an ROI that's compelling, and people's definition of ROI, because you have a lot of soft dollars in there, is different. Mm-hmm. For instance, I remember when Netflix was just getting going, because we're also in the media, and people used to say, oh, that they don't need to make money, and they're small, they're never going to be a major player. Mm-hmm. That was less than 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, all anybody wants to do, and that when we invest and we talk to large media, is they've waited so long, they're so desperate to embrace technologies and get them anywhere close to Content Hub, which, mm-hmm, is what Netflix built long ago, mm-hmm, and is a very important and powerful differentiator for them. All the mainstream media companies had a chance to participate that early on and decided that it wasn't important at the time.
Wow.
And so when we see companies like Payveris, we think, I hope enough adopt a way for you to participate in alternative, yeah, payments in the center. So yeah, so that's one thing. Do I understand why I need it? Two, can I justify it economically? And three, mm-hmm, am I culturally ready to lead? Because a lot of folks, as you know, it's a couple of decisions towards retirement. Why take the risk?
Exactly.
And so, yeah. Yeah. But there's always, yeah, a few. You know, when we were at Open Solutions in the early days with this courageous band of early executives, some of which are still here. I'm so proud of them. You know, those early adopters had to take a lot of risk in us, and we grew to, you know, billion plus, mm-hmm, in value, and still going very strong now, owned,
yeah,
by Fiserv.
Yeah.
And, you know, 4,000 clients around the world in many countries. And it took a few leaders, and once a few came, then others followed,
and snowballs.
Pretty,
yeah,
soon we went in another country, and, yeah, leader emerged, and then they. So I think that's what you're going to see here.
Okay.
It's a critical time, and I'm hoping these tools catch on, because, you know, we've loved the credit union movement for a long time. They've been great for us, and a lot of my friends work there, and I hope they get stronger.
Indeed, indeed. Any final words to wrap up here?
Appreciate you showing up these shows too. It's important for you to get the word out with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We see, you know, we're looking forward to seeing these technologies. You know, stop by Payveris and ASI.
Mm-hmm. I will do.
They're with Coastal Solutions, one of their partners, mm-hmm, here, and
we'll have Payveris here in the studio lounge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, looking forward to hearing about some of the legislative advancements as well.
Yeah, definitely. So. This is the show for that, for sure. Lewis, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Always an education. So thank you very much for hanging out with us for a few minutes in the studio.
Our pleasure.
Lounge. Appreciate
thank
it,
you.
Man. Until
thank
next
you.
Time.